want to very quickly call your attention tonight to Isaiah chapter 9 and one verse of scripture. Perhaps nothing is more associated with Christmas than lights. You know summer is over because Home Depot puts up their Christmas light section. And all the good ones are going to be taken by the middle of October, so you better get on it. Sometime after Thanksgiving, all of the Christmas lights go up. That is, if you bothered to take them down, and I would recommend that you do. One of our family's favorite activities is to load up the car this time of year and go to look at Christmas lights. For one, the lights are beautiful. This is such a dark and dreary time of the year. The sun going down as early as it does, but it really is a wonderful thing to see those bright, multicolored, beautiful lights. For two, we love going to look at Christmas lights because it's free. And every dad knows that trick. Much better to spend a night looking at Christmas lights than an evening at the mall. Can I get a witness, guys? The reason light has been associated with Christmas goes back to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2 and a prophecy about the life of the Lord Jesus. Look at Isaiah 9:2. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light shined. A light has shined in the darkness. Who are those that dwell in darkness? Well, contextually, this is speaking about the Galileans. The Galileans were in the northern part of Israel. Geographically, they were separated from their kinsmen in the south. Jerusalem was the spiritual and knowledge center of the nation. The temple was there, and all that was associated with Judaism was there. So because of the distance between Jerusalem and Galilee, the people in Galilee just didn't have as much access to the light. They lived in more spiritual darkness. But I think we could all recognize that the description, those who walk in darkness, would certainly apply to the entire human race. The entire human race walks in darkness. You know, in the Bible, darkness is a picture of ignorance. It's even like that in our day. We say someone is in the dark. What do we mean? They are not in the know. They don't have the information that they need. And the truth of the matter is that in our sin, we are in ignorance when it comes to the things that really matter in life. Ignorance on how to build a life, ignorance on how to sustain a home. Most importantly, we are ignorant when it comes to knowing God. We're in darkness. Darkness is not only a picture of ignorance, it is also a picture of evil. The Bible says that men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. And I think everybody here above a certain age would have to admit that throughout the course of your life, you have done things that others would characterize as evil. We have thought evil things. We have said evil things. We have done evil things. And so the darkness is not just out there. The darkness is in here. Darkness is a picture of ignorance. It is a picture of evil. It is, of course, a picture of death. And Isaiah refers to that those who dwelled in the valley of the shadow of death. Death is the great darkness that hangs over the human race, the great reality that we cannot escape. So the bad news tonight is that we are those who walk in darkness, that apart from Christ, we dwell in ignorance. We have evil thoughts and we do evil deeds. And of course, the shadow of death hangs over us all. Here's the good news. Upon those that walk in darkness hath a great light shined. And that light shined when Jesus came into this world through his birth in Bethlehem. The boys and girls quoted it. Jesus said in John chapter 8, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." I love this prophecy because it does not say within them a great light shined. It says upon them a great light shined. I think if you ask most people what the message of Christmas is, it's that we all ought to try harder to be kinder and nicer to other people. And that perhaps during the month of December, there will be a little bit more peace on earth and a little bit more goodwill towards men. And if we could only make the rest of the year like Christmas. I want you to know, folks, the light that this world needs is never coming from us. It is not within us. Only darkness is in us. The light this world needs is not within us, but it has shined upon us through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where we walk in ignorance, Jesus walked in knowledge. He knew God. He knew about life. He knew about living the abundant life. Where we walk in evil, Jesus walked in goodness. One of my favorite descriptions of Jesus is that he went about doing good. And on every page of the gospel records, you will find the Lord Jesus doing good for someone else. Well, what about death? Well, here's the most wonderful thing about the Christmas story. Jesus chose to live in the valley of the shadow of death for us. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. When sin came into the world in Genesis 3, so too did death. Because we sin, we will die. The Bible also declares that Jesus lived a righteous life. He never deserved to die. Jesus went to the cross not to pay the wages of his own sin. He went to the cross, thank God, to pay the wages of your sin and mine. And the light of the world descended into darkness so that we who live in darkness might see light. Jesus died so we could live. One of our favorite modern hymns has a beautiful lyric. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. Jesus is the light of the world. He came into this world to deal with our darkness. And if we will put our faith and trust in him, that light will live in us. So I tell you today, believe on the light. Accept Christ as your Lord and Savior and do it tonight. And if you have believed on the light, be the light. As the kids said in the program, Jesus did not just say, I am the light of the world. He said, you are the light of the world. And all around us are people living in darkness. And what they need most is the light. What they need most is Jesus. I want you to do me a favor. Every time you see a Christmas light, piercing through that dreary darkness of December, every time you see a beautiful Christmas light, I want you to think of Jesus and thank him that he came into a world of darkness. Because the light of the world is Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for all that we have experienced tonight. The memory verses and songs from the primary choir. Oh, how cute and how wonderful it was to see those boys and girls minister to us. Even the youngest among us ministering to some of the oldest among us. Thank you, Lord, for the junior choir and the moving presentation that they gave about that family who was separated from so many of the comforts of home and the things associated with Christmas, but that in the midst of all that, they learned the true meaning of Christmas, the birth of Christ. We are thankful that you chose through your Son to come into a world of darkness. Help us to love the light. Help us to walk in the light. Help us to be the light. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I would not be doing my job tonight if I did not give you an opportunity to trust in Christ. You heard the gospel all throughout the program tonight. Is there anyone here who would say, I know I'm a sinner. I know I can't save myself. I do believe Jesus died. I believe he rose again. But I've never asked him to be my personal Lord and Savior. I've never taken that important step, but I'm ready to take it tonight. Pastor, would you please pray for me? With every head bowed and every eye closed and no one looking but me and God, I'd love to pray with you tonight. Is there anyone here who would say, I've never trusted Christ as Lord and Savior, but I'm ready to do it tonight? If that's you, would you lift your hand with mine? How many of you Christians would say, I'm so glad by the grace of God I've seen the light, and I want to do my part this dark, dreary December to be the light that God wants me to be? And if that's the commitment you'll make to God even tonight, would you lift your hand with mine? How wonderful. Father, thank you again for the wonderful program we've experienced tonight. Help us to respond in obedience to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.